It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone, and welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Transportation System.
Please stand clear of the door. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Double Dose of Disney podcast. As always, my name is Brittany, and today I am joined by my Coronado Springs loving husband, Tony.
That's it. I'm your host. We're back.
Ghost host.
We took a little... We had to take a breather. We had to, like, recover from our trip.
No.
It was in a good way, though.
Yeah, we really didn't want to. Like, we got back last Saturday evening, and our podcast comes out every Tuesday. So we usually record it on Saturday. So we were like, well, we'll record it on Monday night. And we were just still so tired from our trip in the best way.
Yeah, we got squeezed for time. We wanted to get this out right away because everyone, I know everyone's waiting to see.
Yeah.
What was our trip like? How was Coronado?
Yeah. Everybody's How were the good. Girls? How did they sleep?
It was one of our top trips. It's one of our top trips.
Yeah, it really was. Going into this trip, I think, like, so if you don't know, Tony and I, if you're just tuning into the podcast for the first time, we are just got back from Walt Disney World with our twins. This is our sixth trip to Disney with them. And we've kind of run the gamut of going with them during our trips. So we started taking them at 2.5 months old. That was obviously very easy because they slept most of the time. We've done 2.5 months, 6 months.
People hear that with that, they think we're probably nuts.
A year.
There's always issues and there are things that aren't easy, but we feel like it's easier now because they can walk, they can talk, they can...
No, I was saying the first trip was really easy.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, we'll say we're nuts for doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, we took them a year and 3 months, a year and a half, and then the year and a half trip was a little bit of a hot mess. There were things going on at home, too.
I say it this time, and I think it's because of the holidays, but I feel like I saw the most babies there this trip.
Yeah.
Whenever we had our girls were young or they were babies, like, I don't feel like we didn't see them at least as much. And I feel like probably because of the holidays, everybody wants to get pictures and all that being the Christmas time, so it's probably a little more... reason why there's more.
I guess that could make sense as to why. I don't know why we saw more babies. Or I don't know if because we've been in that phase.
It was like every corner, like boom, boom. There's one strapped here. There's like, you know, you always see kids, but like the ones that, you know, babies.
Like under infants.
Under 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that we saw Tony was the one that noticed it. Tony notices like
I feel like it's more normalized now.
Yeah.
Because there's, I guess, people like us talking about it too. It was like, you can do this. It's not like, you know.
Right.
Just because you have a baby doesn't mean you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think what's something that I always think is funny. So, like I said, this is our sixth trip when we went to Disney. And it's always kind of awkward. We're going to get into the podcast and we're kind of going to go like day by day through our trip. So you kind of know like all the things. But anyway, before we get into it, right when we got to Coronado Springs, I was checking in. We always do online check-in, but I always request, like, the earliest check-in as possible because we always land soonest. And then I request, like, a specific area of the resort. But we always end up with, like, the area that's just available because I want to get into the room as quick as possible so that we, like, the girls can take a nap and everything.
Which is usually, like, it's fine. It's not a big deal. It's usually a decent spot. It's not really, like, you know.
Yeah.
0.3 miles from the lobby.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But when I was talking to the cast member, she was like, oh, is this their first trip? And I was like, no, it's their sixth, and I hate that because I don't want to be, like, obnoxious by any means, but I just, there was a delivery guy, and I didn't know if he was an early doorbell.
It just is what it is.
Yeah,
man.
No, it is.
It's either, I feel like that's how it always is. It's either people's first trips, or you come all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel there's a whole lot in between.
No, I completely agree. So you ready to get into the trip?
We're in.
Okay. So we left to go to Disney on December 8th, and we flew out of San Antonio in the morning. One of our favorite, like one of my biggest tips if you're traveling to Disney is the easiest thing that you can do is that you can, is to like prepare ahead of time. So pay for parking at your airport, whatever you can. When we got to the airport this time, I feel like it was the easiest travel day we've ever had. Wouldn't you say that?
On the way there, it was.
Even on the way back, it wasn't bad.
Like we talked about last podcast, we didn't do the earliest flight, which is the extra hour or two was gold. We took off about 7:30. So it wasn't too much difference in time frame. The flight to Orlando is always shorter. If we're going with the wind,
yeah,
it was just under 2 hours. Perfect. Nothing. No issues. Other than the fact that we paid for both girls now.
Yeah. So because they're so.
And then so we. Long story short, we're about to take off. Like, hey, y'all can't sit together. Somebody's got to go sit somewhere else. You have your own seat. So I had to go sit somewhere else for takeoff. Like we're
taxiing down the runway.
I'm like, yeah, you could have done this 30 minutes ago. So like, yeah, like, we're almost like holding up the plane. Like, yeah, I went and sit in the seat over. Luckily, the stewardess that was like flying on this plane was like, hey, you can just sit here. And only during takeoff and landing. And then I could do whatever I wanted to.
Yeah, so we paid for it because the girls are now two. They're not able to be lap children anymore. We always paid for Henley's seat, but Bentley was always a lap child. So now we bought a seat for Bentley too. But I figured that it would be less chaos if we all just sat in one row together because the girls are still small. So I figured it'd be less chaos. So we all just sat in one row, like, oh, it doesn't matter, right? As we're taking off.
We kind of knew, but we're like, no one's going to say anything.
Yeah, as we're taking off, because the girls look small anyway, or the girls are smaller. And so as we were taking off, the stewardess was like, are they two? He needs to sit in a separate seat. And Tony's like, he's like,
I can lie all day long, but you can't.
No, I don't remember what you said. You said something. You were like, I have to find a different seat. It was so funny. And the people.
No, because I thought she was saying like, oh, like I thought we were like, have like two and two, like, you know, I was like, oh, that's not going to happen. You know, I wasn't thinking like only one of us has to go somewhere else.
No. And then the people in front of us, the people who were sitting in front of us were like, she couldn't have noticed that. Like,
it's procedures, whatever. I get it. But it's like, they're not, it's kind of like everything. Even like what some Disney stuff we'll talk about, like, it's not across the board.
Right.
On the way back, nobody said a word about that. We just kind of did what we want to do. Yeah. I was prepared for it, but nobody, you know, just circumstantial, who's working, what they want to do and say and enforce and how strict you want to be. This was the first time it wasn't bad. We were talking about like the stewardess, so we're kind of like more like guideline to the book. It wasn't as like fun and like they were joking as much. Like everything is perfect, but usually they're like joking, like, oh yeah, you're going to Orlando, going to Disney, blah, blah, blah.
And our plane on the way there was like full of like Disney people. Like sometimes you know, like there's a lot of business people mixed in and stuff like that. Everybody getting on that plane had a lounge fly on, had a Spirit jersey. Like everybody was like, they were Disney fans, or they were on their first.
We talked to like a quarter of the plane, I feel like.
Yeah, we did. We talked to a lot of people going on the plane and everybody was so excited, but the flight attendant's like, it's totally fine. They're doing their job and that
first flight of the day, it's either you're feeling or you're not.
Yeah. So we landed in Orlando. We were really excited for this trip, like, the whole time. I think we talked about it on maybe the last podcast. We were really excited about the trip going into it because we said, like, this is going to be the first time that, like, we're going to wake them up to go to the airport, and they're going to understand, like, we're going to Disney. Like, before we woke them up, and they're like, huh? But this time, like, we were really excited about that. I had told the girls the day before, I was, like, packing up stuff, and I said, okay, you can do whatever you want to this week. What would you like to do? And Henley said, no naps. And like,
we just laughed at her, like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we like laughed at her. The girl never took a nap the entire week. It was perfectly
Well, then she
happy.
Convinced her sister to do the same thing, so neither of them did.
They took a nap on our arrival day. We all took a nap that day. But other than that, they didn't. So,
we got there, we took a transportation.
Yeah,
shut that one out.
We rode with WeDrive, YouFly. Their private transportation service in Orlando. We always do private transportation from the airport to our Disney resort just because it's easier. And because we were twins, we're not able to do like an Uber or something like that because they only provide one car seat. So we rode with WeDrive YouFly this time. Absolutely love them. I made a TikTok about it over on my channel this week. But we did round trip transportation with them. The thing that I love the most is their user friendliness. So everybody has a portal that you can log into and your drives are in there. In that portal, you'll see who's picking you up. You'll see what they're driving and all of those things. If you, like, on the way back, let's say on the way back, you want to, like, change your pickup time, or you want to change, like, where you're going to be picked up from, so if you're going to be in a park.
That's what I was going to say. We didn't even know.
Yeah, we didn't know.
It was the first time with them. He's like, hey, yeah, we could have picked up your bags and then picked you up at Disney Springs, wherever you're at. You didn't have to come back to the resort.
Yeah, and we didn't know that. So we were Ian picked us up, and then Nestor dropped us off, and they are partners in this business. And it made it so easy because, like, I was able to go into the app and be like, the day before, and go into the app and be like, oh, we don't want to leave at this time. We want to leave a little bit later from our resort. And that's the time that they picked us up at. So,
yeah, the flexibility was kind of crazy because we were like, what time? Like the day before or the day of or whatever it was, day before?
Day before.
With day before, we're like, maybe 1:45 or whatever it was. And didn't matter.
I just logged into the.
I was always like that, but it was pretty. Loose.
Yeah, I just logged in the website. No, I think it is because you just put in what time you need to be picked up at, and they have a designated driver that's picking you up. So shout out to them. Their transportation service was absolutely amazing. If you want to see,
like, I mean, and I'm sure it's probably not the most cheap, but I mean, it's worth what you're getting for it too.
No, 100%.
And especially like the fact that, like, oh, we didn't, like, we could have cut out an hour of travel of not coming back to the resort. No, we just didn't know. That wasn't their fault. We didn't know.
No, yeah.
They could have picked us up like from Disney Springs. This is what we do on our departure day. And have to go back to the resort.
Yeah, because I was telling Tony, like,
or you could just be at a resort or a park somewhere.
We were going to Disney Springs that morning, and I was telling Tony, I was like, oh man, like, so if you don't know, the luggage transfer service has returned to Disney, but it's only returned to the Valley Resorts. And I told Tony, that returning makes me want to stay at a Valley Resort over, we typically stay at a moderate resort. Stay at a Valley Resort rather than stay at the moderate resorts. Because of the fact that we could be at Disney Springs right now, our bags could already be, like, handled for us, and then we just get picked up straight from Disney Springs and go to the airport. And we were talking on the way to the airport with Nestor, and he was like, oh, yeah, we can do that for you. So moving forward, knowing, like, yeah, we could do that, like, that's completely a game changer. And like I said, it's not bad. Like, I don't ever mind, like, communicating with our driver, like, through text or whatever, but it's just, like, one more thing you're trying to, like, go back and forth. It makes it so easy just to go into a website and put it in, and then it's just handled.
So we got to the resort Coronado.
Yeah, we stayed at Coronado.
It was like a homecoming reunion.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
We didn't stay in the tower. We stayed out in the Ranchos.
Yes.
Which, I'll say that, is a long way.
It's the farthest distance from the lobby.
I clocked it in, like I said, 0.3 earlier. I wasn't lying. That is two, like, from the tower to our building was 0.3.
Yeah.
So we did not go. We did not go to the lobby until we were basically leaving. In the morning, eat breakfast, and the bus out.
I would go pick up coffees in the morning. I will say this, though.
Like, you're going to get your walk in, for sure.
Yeah, I will say this, though. So we were the furthest distance from the lobby. When we went to check in, she was like, I had requested the casitas because that's the closest to the tower. We stayed in the tower. Tony and I stayed in the tower when we stayed there in 2021. We didn't want to stay in the tower with the girls because we felt like it was going to be, like, more echoey. Like, that's something that we remember.
I don't regret staying out there at all because it's way quieter.
It's very quiet and it's beautiful. Like, the casitas,
you never see anybody too. We're talking about that. You never, there's so many rooms, so many people, and it's supposedly so packed, but you don't really see anybody.
No, we were on the third floor in the Rancho section, and there's, like, little cut throughs you can do. It was a little bit shorter. Like, we found, like, a cut through that was a little bit shorter. But I would wake up in the morning. Tony would wake up, and he would usually go, like, jog in the morning or work out, and then I would get up a little bit after him, like, get ready for the day. Once I got ready for the day, I would go over to Grandesino Tower and grab us coffee from Barcelona Lounge downstairs, and I would just, like, go walk over, grab coffee, and it was fun to just, like, be able to, like, walk over and do that, and then I would come back, and then we would go to the lobby.
So bringing it back to when we got there, we ate at Rick's first.
Yeah.
I got a chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. Girls got chicken. The girl's chicken was really good.
Yeah.
It was like a...
It was like almost like a tempura batter. Like,
it was different. You got the wings.
Right, yes.
Everything was decent. I was excited to eat at Rick's again, but it was for me it was like a 5 or 6 out of 10 maybe.
I think that
was not that impressed with it. The chicken sandwich is good, but everything else got
I got the wings and I got bone-in wings and I got a dry rub on them. I was really excited to, like, eat, like, wings. And they were like, I don't mind. Tony doesn't like if they're, like, big chicken wings. I don't mind that. Like, I actually like that because it's more meat. But
it just gets cooked differently. It doesn't taste as crisp. It's not the same. I don't like, well, I don't personally like
big I got wings. A dry rub, and I like a dry rub that's, like, sparse, like almost just like naked wings with, like, a little bit of seasoning. As Tony, it was literally, like, coated in seasoning.
No, they coated it. They dunked it. They rewashed it. They put it back in there. And that's, it was just like, and our palates are different too. We don't salt. I'm like, I mean, you sprinkle it with hand and salt, like, with your hand, and I can taste it. This was just mowed over with it.
Tony got the California chicken sandwich.
It was good.
And then the
fries were just cold. They're just, things were off. And just, like, I think breakfast here, maybe better.
We ate here in the past for breakfast. We also ate here for, we stayed here like for the Super Bowl. We ate there like it was kind of like Super Bowl appetizers, I guess, before we went over to Disney Springs to watch the
Yeah, so if
Super
you're drinking
Bowl.
beer, watching football, this is fine. But don't come here like, and it's not cheap. And I mean,
No,
they're
it's
like
not.
20 bucks a plate. And so it's not like a bar food price. Of course, nothing as Disney is. But yeah, it's just
They're known
not, it
for.
was not worth the, we're paying, 100 bucks for lunch or something.
Well, they're known for their wachos, which are waffle fried nachos. If you get those, I'm looking at the menu right now, those are $16. If you get them with chicken, it's six more dollars. So that's like $22. So I feel like if you go there for like wachos, which is kind of what they're known for, like that's, I mean, like you said, traditional bar food, not bad. It wasn't bad by any means, don't get me wrong. And it's a really relaxing atmosphere. They're also known for like their breakfast for kind of having like crazy like chicken and waffles. So it's like Mickey waffles with like chicken inside of them, chicken filled waffles. And like Tony said, the girls had really, really good chicken strips.
Yep. So overall, yeah, it was decent, but yeah, wouldn't go back again for any kind of lunch personally. We showed up though the resort garland everywhere, the big tree in the
So
front.
pretty.
At night, they have green and red lights down the tower. So yeah, we got in. I thought about it. I was like, should I go try to get us a different room? After we looked at it, like, oh my gosh, this thing is way over there after lunch. We're like, we got to walk all the way. This is our
Do you
room.
regret where our room was or no? Not regret, it's not that big of a deal, but
Unless we were the building right next to it wouldn't have been any
yeah,
different.
that's
So like,
true.
and the chances of that happening, I guess, at that time, like, I was like, that's whatever, we're good, we're not going to make or break us. Like, it was fine.
Something that people talk about with Coronado, like Tony and I have talked about this. Something that people don't necessarily like at Coronado is Coronado is a convention hotel. So typically, if there's a convention going on, they will usually stay in like Grand Casino Tower. Some people don't like the Grand Casino Tower, that people you may see people in business suits. To me, that does not bother me at
There was
all.
one going on over there, and I didn't see that.
But that was it was the Gary Sinise Foundation, and so it was for like fallen military and first
Oh, so it was
responders.
more casual
So it was
then.
more casual. It was for their family members. So it was more casual. But to me, like, I don't think that that would be something that I would be bothered by. Also, we were talking to a cast member at Rick's, remember? And she was like, honestly, when conventions are going on, she was like, we don't see a lot of people because they're always in the conventions. You know, like they're in the conventions from the morning until the evening time.
So we napped Disney Springs. That's what we do on arrival day every time. A nice stroll through the park. Shopping, dining.
We ate at Sheppard Smith's,
Best meal of the trip, I think.
so Sheppard, something that we learned from this trip is I say that I'm the Disney dining plan queen on TikTok because I really love the dining plan. I think you can make a great value for it. I think it's a great option. However,
It's not consistent.
it's not consistent across the board. I made a TikTok about it
I
this
don't think
past
anybody
week.
really knows it either, because I think everybody goes by what they say and what they tell you, and then you don't really ask questions. We ask questions because we're like,
Right, because
hey,
we've done it enough.
we're not going to do this. Can we do this? And it's, yeah, it's
Yeah,
not, people can do what they want to do, basically.
so with the dining plan, you typically get a appetizer, or no, I'm sorry, an entree, a dessert, and an alcoholic beverage. But what we found out is it's kind of up to the establishment and also kind of up to the server,
Some of them
it
say we're
seems
not Disney
like.
owned, like at Sutherland, or Sutherland, that's in
Sheppard
San Antonio. Sheppard Smith.
Smith.
It's one time we subbed out the dessert for an appetizer and they were fine with it.
And we've
And
also subbed out like alcoholic, like
yeah,
a
so
dessert for an
I'll do
alcoholic
like a
drinks.
I'll do like a double makers or something. And this a lot of them say you can only do the specialty drinks on that menu. It's just kind of like,
Or you can do a single serve drink.
yeah.
Like, so you could do like one, you can do a makers, but not
So I
a
asked like three
double.
different places and everybody was three different answers over our
Yeah.
trip.
So that was like something that was kind of like frustrating to try to figure out. Like, not frustrating by any
It's
means,
just
but
like,
like.
hey, like is like, 'cause Disney doesn't really like bend on things like this. Usually it's like, hey, 'cause they know their price point, they know everything has calculated, and it's like,
Right.
yeah, I guess it's the servers are just punching in different things, and just like, 'cause they want your tip, they're just gonna make it happen, is what I'm thinking. Because a dining plan is a dining plan, regardless if they're a Disney established restaurant or not. Just like, I think that's what's happening.
That's true. I guess that's kind of what's happening. We were so excited to get to Disney Springs. Like Tony went and grabbed us drinks from Polite Pig, and the girls and I walked through the new art gallery. That's where What is that that used to be there?
It's right next to the Harley, and right between it, yeah, like
what, I don't remember what used to be there.
Side of it.
Yeah, I like can see the shop that used to be there, but I don't remember. I want to say it was a Volcom shop. Anyway, we were like walked through there. It was so much fun. We went into World of Disney, and then we went over to a dining reservation. The girls, as soon as we got to Disney Springs, Bentley apparently is a ride fiend, and we got to Disney Springs. She's like, rides. She wanted to ride something. So we ended up riding the little train, which you've always talked about taking them on at Disney Springs.
I think it was the second time, wasn't it?
No, we've never taken them on it before.
Okay.
So we like took him on the train, and we do a train like that at SeaWorld here in San Antonio. We've done that a few times. I got one of the like Mickey Sherpa hats, and Tony was like, "You're gonna wake up in the morning being like, why did I buy that?" And I love that hat. Yeah, I love it. I wore it.
Yeah, a couple of margaritas in, and like you're not wearing that hat ever.
I love that hat. I wore it.
It's gonna get shelved now, but you did wear it one more time.
I love that hat.
Yeah, so Chef Art Smith, and you always gotta ask the guys, like, "Hey, what's good here?" Now, if you're in the dining plan, you just look for the most expensive thing. It's usually good there. And it was the pot roast.
Uh-huh.
He said the pot roast.
It's brand new.
Or what I got last time was the chicken, obviously.
Right. We just, like, listened to live music at the boathouse. We walked around.
Jack Lindsay is always fun to look at. All the trees, all the lights. I mean, it was full effect.
Yeah. Yeah, we walked around, looked at the lights and stuff like that. It was just so much fun that night because it was, like, we used to love walking around Disney Springs.
Weather was good.
For a long time. And we never felt like we were in a rush. Like, before we had the girls, we would, like, go eat dinner and walk around and take our time. And it felt like we got to finally do that again. And it was so much fun. Also, too, if you're going during the holidays, I know that, like, we're kind of, like, in the middle of the holidays right now. But maybe you happen to be going to Disney World next week. Or maybe you're going to Disney World next holiday season. When you go to Disney Springs, I feel like a lot of people miss out on like kind of like the magical stuff that's happening at Disney Springs during the holidays. The snowfall at Town Center was so much fun. Like we just sat as a family and just like watched the snow for a little bit. That was really fun. You know what? We never saw, we didn't see any of the live, like the stilt walkers or anything like that, or the brass band at Disney Springs this time. We never saw them. We went twice and we never saw them.
I didn't know they were in there.
Yeah, I told you about it, but it was just such a fun day.
Day two, or just day one?
So it was the next day, like our full day. But
our first full day, we mixed it up.
Yeah,
you know we used to do Animal Kingdom today. Our first day was Hollywood Studios, which we pretty much rope dropped.
Yeah, we did. We got there. We were like leaving, and I told Tony, I was like,
we're "There's just times where we're actually up. Like we're ready to go, and you're ready to go, and you meet are ready to go, and then we're actually like early."
No, so what I tried to do this trip was, so first of all, but I guess before we get into that, for everybody who's taking notes at home, the girls did not sleep in pack and plays this time. Something we had talked about before, and I had questions about like what did they do.
So first night they slept with us. Separately. We slept all in different beds.
Yeah, we each split up.
We didn't know what was gonna happen.
I had requested bed bumpers from Disney, and they came and put them in the beds for us, and then in one bed. And so Tony slept in one bed with Bentley, I slept in the other bed with Henley.
Which we didn't intend to, it just happened.
We were all just tired.
It's like, they fell asleep, and we fell asleep, we're like, that's it, see you later.
Yeah, so we slept, since I was able to use the bathroom again, when Tony would get up and go work out, I would get up and like get dressed. So I would try to be dressed before they wake up, which is what I kind of do at home anyway, like with working out. Instead, I would get dressed anyway. So then I was ready like to go like when they got up. So that led to us actually making rope drop for once. And we went to Hollywood Studios. It was a fun day. Would you say this is your favorite day of the trip or no?
I don't like playing the favorite game.
True.
Because every day has its own good points, interesting points, food. Yeah. It was just good because we get to do whatever we want to do. And there was no, this was our last day. Something happened.
We saw all the shows.
We did all the shows. We boated Rock and Roller Coaster. So we basically one hops on. That's another tip. Like, know where the kind of the ride exit is if you're like going to do what we do where you have kids and one's going to ride and wait. It's a lot quicker if you can wait by where you know you're coming out.
That's true.
Boom, I can go jump in. So we both did Rock and Roller Coasters. I hadn't done a long time. I did Tower of Terror. We all did Mickey and Minnie's.
We did Toy Story Mania.
Toy Story Mania, which I always win every time.
We did Alien Swirling Sausage for the first time with the girls.
Which it was like a Christmas tune in there.
Yeah, it was Christmas like tunes.
We got Ronto's first thing in the morning ish. It
Yeah.
was like a pre-lunch thing we did.
Yeah, so we like so we're like our
We always
kind
get Ronto's. I don't care if it's a breakfast, pre-lunch, lunch. We just get
No, I
Ronto's.
think we got them like kind of like a
It
it's
was
like a
like
late it was
10:30
like
or
a late
something.
breakfast, like a late breakfast thing that we did. And because Tony had said before our trip, I was like, I don't know if like I want to get Ronto's. And Tony's like, the girls are gonna love them. And they did. Like, I actually think we should have
They
gotten
ate half
them.
of
Oh,
mine. I didn't
I
even
know.
get. I didn't. They're like, "Oh, I want more." I'm like, "Awesome, my one's gone."
I think we should have gotten them their own Ronto roaster
I
because they
don't.
loved
So I
it
don't
so
share
much.
food.
Yeah, we usually don't. And so we were
You
like,
do. I don't.
we were trying to like split it.
I'm selfish.
It was so much fun. I don't think that the crowd levels overall, I don't think this trip the crowd levels were high at all compared to other trips we've been on. I don't feel like the crowd levels are high.
Nope. We'll get to talk to more of these other parks, but no. Like, there was times when we could have jumped on any one of these rides,
Yeah.
and I don't think it was more than 20, 30 minutes. Which, like, your tolerance for the line level is completely different when you have kids.
Yeah.
As I said the entire time, like, if we didn't have the girls now, we'd wait in every single one of these lines, and
Right.
it would be nothing. But if it's more than 20 minutes, you're not gonna do that with them. So you
Oh.
kind of have to have the, you know.
True. I'm looking through so when we rope I'm looking through like the list of attractions at Disney or I'm sorry, at Hollywood Studios. When we rope dropped Hollywood Studios, we went straight to Olaf.
We did some stuff that nobody ever. That's why I said, like, who rope drops and comes to this, or
Olaf. Yeah, Tony was
what
like,
we
why
did,
who rope drops
which
Olaf?
we did the entire time. We didn't care. We had our, lightning lanes, or what is it now? Fast pass.
No,
Fast
Lightning
lightning.
Lanes.
Yeah. So we have our lightning lanes, which we always try to make sure we got those. But other than that, we just did whatever.
The only rides we didn't ride were Millennium Falcon, Smuggler's Run, and Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. Rise of the Resistance. I actually really love Millennium Falcon, but we just didn't ride it this
We
trip.
did Smugglers,
No, we did Star Tours.
Star Tours, which another one for you here. Everybody says if you're motion sickness, sit in the middle. We go ours to this four too. I didn't ask. I didn't care because I'm not worried about it at all. I sat in the back right corner outside. Exact same experience. So if you've ridden on this thing and you think, oh, yeah, like that's what we told you to, or who else, like it doesn't matter. I
No,
felt exactly the same on that.
but we don't have motion sickness. If you're someone who has motion sickness, it may affect you
Okay,
differently.
I'm just saying, I didn't
Oh,
feel any different.
we did the Disney villain show for the first time. So
Yep.
last trip we went to Little Mermaid, which Little Mermaid is the smallest theater. And so just like a pro tip, like I don't think that you need to get Lightning Lanes for any shows. However, if you want to make sure you get to see Little Mermaid, I would maybe get a Lightning Lane for that one. If you have a lightning lane
You just can't show
available.
up at the showtime, which a lot of you're used to doing at shows other than like maybe Frozen or something, like,
But even
because
Frozen, I
like
feel like you
even like the
could.
Beauty and the Beast, which you layer in the app, later, it's like it's so big it's not going to
Yeah.
fill up. But these two new shows, you're not guaranteed to get in, so show up 10 minutes before, you're probably good.
No, I agree. So,
10, 15
yeah.
minutes tops. You
I
don't got to
mean,
be crazy about it.
the Disney Villain Show was really good. If you watch All Ears on YouTube, Sage is. Sage from All Ears is Captain Hook in the show. And we love Sage. Like we quote Sage's like things from like different videos and stuff all the time. So anyway, we got to watch him and Captain Hook. We ended up seeing him at a
Don't
park
tell anybody. Don't tell
later.
anybody. No one's
Yeah.
supposed to know.
No, they talk about it.
Don't tell anybody.
But it was
Talk
such a
about it.
fun day. The girls loved Alien Swirling Saucers. The Frozen show does have an overlay for the holidays, so that was like a little bit long at that point. We didn't stay for Fantasmic that night, and I don't remember why we didn't stay for Fantasmic. Do you remember?
We just typically never make it that far.
See, we didn't do the fireworks at all this trip. We didn't do Fantasmic, we didn't do Luminous, and we didn't see Happily Ever After.
Which sounds crazy,
Which sounds crazy, but yeah,
but we
no.
didn't miss. I don't feel like miss out anything.
No, we had so much fun. I also think too, like the girls are at an age right now with like Fantasmic and stuff that we would be like, oh,
So
like
we
maybe they
ended
want
our
us.
night at one that we hadn't been in a long
Oh,
time, and this is probably why. We ate at
that's.
Sci-Fi, which is, I think we talked about it going in, right? I'd always question it,
No, we talked about
which is
it.
why I never really
We
wanted
said it was underrated.
to go here with kids. I'm saying because with kids it was tough.
No, but you said I'm so excited to take them.
because it's such a quiet thing, and when you have younger kids, it ended up being kind of a hot mess in there. We were sat in a car.
It was overstimulating.
I was in the back with Henley, you're in front of Bentley. It was at the end of the night. They were getting restless. We were trying to go back and forth. Then they had somebody sitting behind us in the same car.
Right.
Long story short, we were kind of ready to get out of there. We were good. It was one of the dinners where we were just kind of like, okay, we got to wrap this thing up. See you later. The people behind us were complaining about their stuff not being right. I think they swapped up our food or something.
Yeah.
This is one of the other ones where, sadly, not impressed with the food quality.
We had always loved Sci-Fi so much.
And I know it's not the best, but this was, it was just like, okay.
No, we were so excited to go eat there. And I always get my stuff gluten-free. Just, like, I don't feel well if I eat gluten. Like, my stomach, I just don't have good digestion. Anyway, that's TMI. But anyway, I ordered a gluten-free burger bun. And so it came to me, and Tony got his burger, and we were sitting in, like, obviously, like he said, like, I was sitting in front of him in a row. And at this point, I had both girls in the car with me. Tony's sitting by himself, and I'm, like, hoping he can relax by himself in the backseat, because I am not. And they're eating. Their food was actually pretty good. And then I ate my burger, and I was, like, this is pretty good. But I noticed that it didn't have one of, like, little purple, like, allergy tags with it.
Mine didn't either.
I thought to myself, I was like, maybe this is like. Maybe.
So then they just didn't give you one at all. Well, I didn't get it.
Well, I had heard that Disney did away with those. And so I was like, well, maybe Disney just did away with those. Like, fine. So then we leave, and Tony's like, I had like a gross, like gluten-free bun. And I was like, oh, my bun was great. And then I realized later in the trip, because I had another gluten-free burger at Pecos Bills, I was like, yeah, I didn't have a gluten-free burger.
Yeah. Either way, the burger just wasn't that. It was just dry. Like, I mean,
you also didn't like the price of it.
Pork on there, and it's just like, you know, it just, I don't know. That and Rick's was my two disappointing entrees. I think that was trip. Everything else was good.
But here's the deal, which is kind of interesting. I feel like if you get more basic American food at Disney, it's not as good as if you get other food that's like more elevated. Does that make sense? Like, I think Disney does better elevated food. And if you get a burger, you're just going to get like a gross burger.
So after that, yeah, that's when we're like, no, we're definitely not stretching this as usual. We're taking off. And that was the first night the girls slept together with the bumper cars.
Yeah.
We woke up and they're both hugging Tigger and Pooh. And we're like,
what? Facing each other.
Where'd our babies go?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think we were just, like, all ready to, like, get back to, like, the room that night. It was so much fun.
Yeah, they were, like, lounging up. They were so cool, sleeping in the big bed.
And yeah.
It wasn't with us. Y'all were sleeping. And they, like, a light. The whole that thing was not a disaster. It was actually like, okay, well, they choose to go back to the room. Out.
Bentley took a nap that first day. And Henley didn't. And I was just like pushing her around while Tony was like,
whatever kind of nap it was. Yeah, she did something.
Tower of Terror. And then we took her to like go get a lunch or something. We took her to go get like a snack. And I was like, well, maybe her belly wasn't full, whatever. But yeah, no, she just didn't want to nap. And she was so happy all day.
One of the biggest things, yeah, we got them the bubbles. We got them the bubble wines.
Oh, yeah. So
we had to give them something to kind of like, you know, keep them entertained along the way every day. So we ended up getting those.
Yeah, they got the...
Which, hack, you don't have to buy the refillable bubbles, but if you're going to use soap from your room, just got to get the ratio right. Don't put too much soap.
We were using, like, the H2O soap.
Clogs them up.
H2O soap in the room, but yeah, I was, like, kind of clogging it up.
And one thing we weren't going to do is, like, breakfast so much, but I saw these empanadas. It was, like, on the picture or something at Rick's, when across from them, with the, what do they call their...
Like, a little electronic screen at El Mercado de Coronado.
So I saw them, and they were, like, chorizo, I think it was, like, chorizo and egg empanadas or something. I didn't even know what was in them. Every morning I got them.
21 of those every morning.
Every single morning I got them. And they came with two big empanadas. You can get cilantro with it, or I just put a little pico, and then, like, two, you know, big triangle hash browns, and I got that every morning with my champagne.
Something, well, yeah, so we ended up eating in the food court every morning. Something
didn't see happening. I was like,
no, and we didn't plan for that. We had each brought, like, protein bars, and then I got, like, yogurt.
So we did that probably 1 or 2 days.
Yeah, and, like, honestly, we ended up eating in the food court. So Coronado, the restaurants, like, all of the food at Coronado is owned by the Patina Group. I'm sorry, it's managed by the Patina Group. So all the restaurants are not managed by Disney. They're managed by the Patina Group. And The food court food was really good. The girls and I would get like the, I think it was called like the Fiesta breakfast. It was just like scrambled eggs.
That's all we had was their breakfast, and that was it.
Yeah, it was scrambled eggs with hash browns and bacon. But I would just give like the girls, like they were like the big square hash browns. I would give the girls like part of it.
Or I would just get them an apple or a banana, and they, that's all they wanted.
Yeah, and but so there's 9 different dining options at Coronado. We'll talk about the other ones we ate at too. We ate everywhere besides Maya Grill, and we didn't go to the lounges. But all the food was really, really good. Besides, I mean, like Rick's was just kind of standard like sports bar food. Maybe that's just like kind of like, I don't know, like square across the table, but it was really good. So the next day we headed over to Epcot, which was honestly, if I had to pick a day of our trip that was like so much fun, it was Epcot.
Because there's so much to do in Epcot. You don't have to just like, there is rides, there is shows, there's just so much.
Yeah.
With all the decorations, and we were doing candlelight processional too.
Yeah, and something that we did this day. So
we
got to Epcot a little bit later. We had lightning lanes for Epcot that day. We usually don't, but Tony and I each wanted to ride Guardians, which we were so excited. So we got a single pass for that. And then we had multi-pass. So we did Frozen.
We were supposed to do
Living with the Land. Living the Land first. And it was down.
We moved it.
I wanted to see it at night.
We want to see it like, moved it, ended up being down like all day pretty much. So we didn't even end up doing that. It was one of the things we wanted to do.
We did Nemo. We took the girls on Figment for the first time.
Which they, for some crazy reason, love Figment like everybody else now.
They love Figment.
Almost disappointed. I'm like, I hope they didn't like it.
No, but I will say this. If you do enjoy, like, or like you just want to do a character meet and greet that usually doesn't have a long line, Figment, the character meet and greet for Figment is a really cool, like, immersive experience. Like, where Figment comes in and goes out, it's supposed to be, like,
as soon as you get out of the ride, pretty much right there, yeah.
Yeah, and, well, but the little way he, like, walks in and out, like, it's not like he's just coming out a door.
They're at an age now, too, where it didn't matter what we did or who we saw.
They were excited.
Figment, or whoever we left, they didn't want to leave.
Yeah, that's true.
They cried a couple times.
They were so sad to, like, leave different things.
I never thought our girls would be back there, but they're definitely get attached and they want to not leave.
I think, too, like, going into our Epcot day, we were trying to get I was like, okay, like, Henley didn't take a nap yesterday. I was thinking from past trips, like, Henley didn't take a nap yesterday.
Because you never know what they're going
to
do.
So we've got to get her to take a nap this time, like, or else today is just not.
Which we know it's like, hey, if they get one nap here, one, right. Like, okay, they'll kind of float me good, but it can't be the whole thing.
Right.
But, hey, whatever, it works, so.
No, so.
Which is easier on us, so we don't have to try to sit here and, like,
no, what I'm saying,
do the whole thing.
But we went into that Epcot day, like, she's got to take a nap. So we ended up leaving and going and walking around like the Crescent Lake Resorts. We ended up leaving Epcot. Like, we ate some of the festival snacks and stuff, walked out of like the International Gateway and went through the different resorts thinking like, oh, maybe this will help her.
Which was like this was a flashback. We've done this before.
Yeah. We were like, oh, because like we used to take the walking pass and they would not. No. Homegirl was like sitting up in the stroller giggling and laughing. And so we stopped.
We went to the Swan and Dolphin.
Yeah,
that's what we've done this before. Like I said, we tried to walk them before our last trip, I think, and they end up from Hollywood Studios.
Two Swan and Dolphin,
and they didn't. It's the same thing. They didn't sleep. So we're like, all right, whatever. They sleep. If not, we're gonna go grab a drink in here. So we went into the. I don't know which one it was.
It was a Swan.
Went in there and just saw they had like a whole setup in there.
It was like a little like lobby bar, and they had like a snowman and Santa and stuff. So we just sat
hung out there and like y'all can just chill. We grabbed a drink and then we went and boardwalk. Hung out, went into the turf grass, yeah, and saw the tree there.
We kind of realized at that point, like, maybe they're a little bit older. Maybe they're not going to nap now. Like, we don't need to make ourselves disappointed or, like, miserable, too. But here's the thing.
On vacation, at least.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When they don't nap... Oh, it's sunny outside. I'm looking out the window. It's
sunny and 75 here in San Antonio, Texas, if you must know, on the 20th of December.
Yeah, it's going to be 80 for Christmas.
75.
But... The thing, like, it was so much fun. I still believe, even if we're not people who like to go back to our resort during the day, like, to take a break from the parks, going and doing a walking path, like, leaving and going to visit the resorts, you still feel really refreshed going back in. So we didn't eat all of the festival snacks that I wish we would have.
Well, on that same journey, though, hold up. The reason why we were going there, too, is going
to the Gingerbread House.
Yep, so we stopped and saw the Gingerbread House at the boardwalk. And the train
village in the yacht club resort.
Yeah, so those are cool to see. Just something, you know.
Nobody
I didn't
really,
really
talks about the like.
No, they're really there.
Like the trains at the yacht club resort, but it's definitely something to stop. Like worth going to.
And they have the names like Boardwalk Deli's on the gingerbread house.
Yeah, and then they also, of course, have treats and stuff. The girls and I got like a huge like gingerbread cookie to split. And then we just let the girls like, we always love going to the Polynesian and going to like the turf grass and letting the girls just like play on like the grass for a while.
Yeah, Boardwalk's another hidden one.
Boardwalk, a lot of people don't like.
No one's ever there.
No one's ever there. There's always cast members out there doing.
There's bathrooms right there, right before the pool at the boardwalk. So you can go to the bathroom there. There's right now. There's a huge tree out in the the turf.
Yeah, and there's always like fun stuff going on the boardwalk. So it's really fun. Like we just kind of sat out there for a little while. The girls played with their bubble wands. We like laid down on the like grass, and it was just really, really, really fun. So we
went back in, and I'm showing you the picture of the drink you got next. So you almost skipped on.
Yeah, so we went back in, and we had a dining reservation at Coral Reef for Candlelight Processional dining package. I grabbed a drink from the Canada Pavilion, and it was like supposed to be like a frozen Joffrey's coffee because I was dragging at that point. I was like, I need some like caffeine. So I got it was a frozen Joffrey's with whipped cream and whiskey. It was strong. Like that coffee was like. Like, and I'm sorry, not the coffee. The whiskey was like,
That was your vibe, I said, on this vacation. It was coffee, yeah. Margarita, and that's what you were doing.
Tony told me, the next day I was really tired, and I was like, I just need another, like, cold brew. Because I would get a cold brew from the resort every day before I left. And Tony was, like, telling me the next day, he was like, coffee, margarita. And then I did it, and he was like, I didn't think you'd do that.
It was a joke, but you actually did it.
Yeah, so we went to Coral Reef and we ate dinner. We let the girls.
We did our way.
We did Nemo.
We did Nemo. Then you went to the aquarium, and then we went to Coral Reef.
Yeah,
the whole experience.
And the girls loved the aquarium. I think they love the aquarium more and more every single time we go, which is so fun. We love the aquarium too.
They know, yeah, like say shark and fish and all the fish were sleeping.
Yeah, fish shark making nanai.
Here we go. Like it doesn't happen every time, but you just got to ask. Said hey. You said, hey, can we get a, aquarium seat or whatever? They put us right next to it.
Yeah.
So we were right on the glass.
Yeah, so we were right on the glass. The food there is always so good. I feel like people miss out on that location.
It's my second favorite. And turf.
Yeah, I feel like the food was like, when I got the surf and turf.
So I got last time. Surf and turf, it has obviously your like steak and shrimp, has bell peppers, whole bell peppers, chimichurri, like mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Melts in your mouth.
I'm sure I got the fish.
Yeah.
Salmon
again.
No, I got the red snapper because I was talking about how like moist it, like I hate the word moist, but how moist it was.
Bring
like,
back moist.
It was so.
Everyone's
kind of
forgotten.
I got the red snapper and it was really, really, really good. I don't think we got dessert there that night.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
We got the. Usually we got last time. It was that little.
Oh, it was I got like the chocolate mousse, right?
It was like a little mousse bar thing.
Yeah.
I think the girls just got rid of vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
And we walked out in the candy cane ball.
Yeah, we walked out. We saw Spaceship Earth. So we had the Candlelight Processional dining package. We've never done a dining package at Epcot before.
Oh, yeah, I'm skipping ahead.
With the dining package, you get like these little like paper, they're like little stickers. You're supposed to be able to stick to you apparently because there's some people walking around with them stuck to them.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting
to happen.
We were giving two of them. I have like a like fanny pack that I'm carrying on me and everything is going in that. And I'm also really bad about not having it zipped, which Tony the entire time was like, how is somebody not pickpocketing you? Anyway.
Don't put my credit cards in your wallet. You keep your own.
I dropped like one of those little papers. It was fine. We got into the Candlelight Processional, but
it was just annoying because we had to wait until the entire line went through we were the five people of overflow before the other crowd of just walk-ons could get in, which was fine. We were still at the first couple of rows though, just like, hey guys, like, do we really need to sit here and just wait? Like, we just walk in, like, we're all getting in here. We're all, you know.
Yeah, and like. With the dining packages, no matter what dining, if it's somebody who you definitely know that you want to see, so let's say you're going to Flower and Garden Festival or something and there's a band you really want to see, get the dining package because of the fact that what I didn't know was the entire amphitheater is reserved for people who have the dining package first. They get first spot.
Yeah, they don't open it up until that line's gone.
So, yeah, and all of the rows stay reserved until
and like, they'll start tooling up ropes and do all that.
Yeah, and so then you just get to fill in whatever.
But the people that were waiting in line had no dining package. They still got front row. Yeah. There was not even close to even half filled up.
But that was because we saw Leslie Uggams.
Yeah, I'm sure ebbs and flows on who's actually speaking, like, but yeah.
Lauren Daigle was just there. So I'm sure for Lauren
Daigle, that was probably, different.
Packed. It was different. So definitely, if it's something that you want to prioritize, make sure to prioritize doing the candlelight procession on dining.
That was just probably nuts. I can't imagine waiting in line like for an hour plus.
No, I agree.
To hopefully get in.
The candlelight procession was beautiful. It was so much fun.
First time.
It was amazing just to get to see, like, I don't know.
It was like a good nightcap too.
Yeah, and they do it 3 times each night. When I booked it for 8:15, and I was like, I don't know if the girls are going to make it all. No.
They were struggling and that. They were just falling asleep. It was good. It was fine.
It was so funny because there's like a full orchestra. There's a cast choir. There's a narrator performing. And then like as like different songs would happen, like the trumpets would come out and they would be on the sides and they would play the trumpets and the girls would be starting to fall asleep.
Yeah, like, they'd walk out like, oh, here they go.
And the trumpets would go off and the girls would like jump. It was so funny. But it was so fun. I had always like kind of like tried not to watch that because I wanted to see it in person, and it definitely didn't disappoint.
The girls wipe out. We go through pictures that we do this podcast. It's easier to remember what happened. The girls are sprawled out again. Next day.
Well, hold on. Would you do anything differently at Epcot? My only thing I would do different is I would probably actually, you could spend 2 days at Epcot especially during this festival, because we didn't see like all of like,
we did Guardians, which we hadn't done in a long time, which we wanted to do. Yeah, because we didn't get to do Living the Land, which is down. Sometimes it happens, you don't get to do what you want to do because you're down.
We didn't do Soarin'.
So, the Land Pavilion, we didn't do it all.
And we didn't see, like, we wanted to see the narrators in each country.
Yeah, so explore, I mean, at least another half day. I mean, a full day, if we were going to do the fireworks, I guess, we would show up late and do a half day and stay for the fireworks.
Yeah.
A whole full day, I guess.
I agree.
You're just kind of doing some of the same stuff over again. And
true.
Maybe eat a couple different things. That food-wise, I got like the, was it like sausage something? It was from, wasn't France.
It was a pepperoni from Italy.
It was
decent. Oh, I got you the tiramisu beer, because you wanted to try like flavored beers.
It was as expected. The tiramisu beer was like, you know, it was a small little cup. So if it was a big 12 ounce, I wouldn't drink it all. But
yeah,
since it was like a 6 ounce, it was perfect. That sausage, whatever it was called. It was as expected. It was like Kobe's sausage had a piece of bread. You're getting that this is our trip. Like, this is how it's fun though. Like, you ebb and flow. Like, and then I was like, oh, look,
the Sergio.
Little Sergio guy's walking past us. I'm just waiting around with the girls that are throwing everything out of the stroller. Like, oh, he's walking by. I already know what's going on. He's going over. He's like a juggler.
He's like a mime.
Entertainer.
He's
guy.
A mime, right?
Yeah, he didn't talk. Yeah. And it's right in front of France.
No,
or Italy.
Italy.
I was getting confused. I've never been there. And everybody circles up. He starts throwing balls at everybody. He hit a couple people in the head, not looking. So I was just waiting over there for you. You forgot your phone, I guess. You didn't know where I was at. You found me. But yeah, food-wise, what else did you get? We did a whole podcast on all this food. We're just skipping it now.
Yeah, so I got the I got the blood orange margarita because I was like, I'll just try it. It was basically just like a slushy. After that, we had stopped in the China Pavilion. I'd made a TikTok recently about these are the best dollar values for the dining plan. And that's something we love with the dining plan. If there's an Epcot festival going on, like using our snack credits for the dining plan. There wasn't any, like China was a good value, but there wasn't anything that we wanted to get there. After that, we went to the America Pavilion. We were really excited about trying the food
from
Holiday Kitchen.
There's a miscommunication, so we got one of two.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Tony didn't want, like, there was...
You're walking away. Sure. I guess you don't know what you're going to say, but... So you got the...
It was called, like, the Hoppin' John Blackened Catfish. It was catfish with collard greens, with pinto beans, and white rice. It was really good. It was actually, like, the portion size was so good.
Yeah, they give you a decent-sized bowl.
We had eaten that day... So we ate We ate in the food court that morning, and then I got in the girls like some chicken strips while Tony was riding.
They ate chicken strips the entire time. We were that people at this time were like, this is what you want, chicken strips or fries? All right. All week, that's what you get. Well, they were happy with it.
I thought, like, I was like, well, maybe if they eat lunch, then they'll be full, and then they'll take a good nap. So I had gotten him that, but then we just kind of, like, snacked around in Epcot. Tony had the pepperoni. I had, like, the catfish. It was a really big portion. Like, if you were looking for, like, a meal to eat for, like, a lunchtime, I was really surprised by, like, the quality of that. By how big it was. Like,
yeah, we didn't really try much because our dining reservation was so early, too.
Yeah, so after that, we left. I wanted to get food from
That's where you need that extra half a day. Which we don't, I don't know. We try to not do, but we end up having a reservation somewhere. Yeah, because you're not going to try much if you're eating somewhere, which we got stuck at doing. We didn't try much because we're like, oh, I'm not going to eat anything at dinner, but you need much more. So we had like one or two things. We had the Tangerine.
Oh, we always take the girls, like, if they need something to eat, like, we know that they're going to like food there. We went to Tangerine Cafe, and so they used to have skewers, and it was, like, a chicken skewer and a lamb skewer. Now they're wraps, so it's basically just non bread with, like, a cucumber, like, relish.
So you get more food, so you can get the wrap now.
And with chicken. Yeah.
So just the meat, that was it.
I asked them to take the sauce off of it because we were feeding it to the girls, and I wanted it to be a little bit easier.
Feeding them.
Well, I was giving it to the girls. They ate that. It was something that was really fun while we were sitting there. There was a table behind us, and they were playing a game, and it was like a challenge of trying to do everything in Epcot in one day. And so they were talking about, they were like, well, if the lamb pops back up, then we get points. And I was telling Tony, that's something that I love so much about Disney, is it's not just people going into the park. Like, yes, I love the first-time guests who are getting to experience magic for the first time. But people who are going into the park doing these really fun challenges, it's something that's just so unique and so Disney. And so that was something that was really fun just to, like, see. But then when we came, also, too, because we took that break, when we came back into the park, I had, like I said, I had the coffee from, we wanted to try, Tony wanted to try food from the Canada Pavilion. So I think moving forward, if there's a festival happening, I think this is across the board for any festival, I would say do a day and a half at Epcot. Wouldn't you?
Yep.
Like, moving forward, that's kind of our plan. The next day, we went to...
I don't know why this is out of order, but I'm looking at my pictures. They're like, another fun thing is I always leave a couple bucks, $5, whatever, on the, you know, room service is coming. Mm-hmm. And they always do it anyway, but like, they always, our girls stuffed animals and leave them like fun places or whatever. Like, I was just looking at it. Pooh and Tigger like on the bed hugging each other. I don't know what they were doing with your...
They made a butterfly.
It's a butterfly?
They made a butterfly. They put all of my ears, they wrapped a towel and made it like into like an ear.
Over the bed.
All my ears on it. And then they made a butterfly with a blanket. Like with little Italian animals. It was really fun.
Yeah, so day two, Animal Kingdom, usually our first day.
Second park day, yeah.
That tree is always really cool. Walking in, huge tree. Right in front of Joffrey's.
Yeah.
We got the girls' park maps, which they were the
oh my gosh.
Tour guides for the day.
You know, like they have like little maps of like for the kids for the parks, and they love the one in Animal Kingdom. So we looked at that all day. That day we did.
We started out. What was our first ride? Our first. Lion King.
Festival of Lion King.
We rope dropped the Lion King.
We did Festival of Lion King.
Which wasn't a rope drop. First thing we did.
The girls love watching that show on TV. In person, though, Henley was like holding her ears, and noise doesn't bother her by any means. But she was holding her ears, and I think it was just a little bit harder to see the way that the stadium set up.
Yeah, you almost have to hold your kid up and not try to be that person.
Right.
But because they can't really see.
Right.
There's somebody big, unless you're in a gap between people, it's hard to see.
And Tony doesn't like getting to the shows too early, which I completely understand, because then you're having to like try to get them like, you know,
you're still occupied. It's already a 30-minute show. And then you're sitting there for at least another 20 minutes, 30 minutes, like, nah.
Yeah, so I think if we were in the front, they would have been able to see easier, or if we were in the very back and they could have stood up the entire time, but it was just kind of a little bit hard to see. Nothing, like, it was just like they're kind of at like that awkward like stage, right? So we did Festival of Lion King.
And we went eight. So Tule Canteen.
We went and ate at Tule Canteen, which we all love.
The bowls are great. Got the, you had a, again, margarita.
Oh, I had the, no, it was like, it's the new drink that Tule Canteen has going on for the a new Avatar movie that just came out. They have like a couple of like menu items that are new.
And I always get my green beer. I got the chicken and pork with noodles, and they put the boba pearls on there. It was really good. But of course, the girls ate half of mine again.
I got the Trader's Tailwind. It's Captain Morgan spiced rum, triple sec mango puree, orange juice chamoy, and ginger beer. It was really good. It also had a dehydrated blood orange wheel, so it like felt like it was something that was like a fancier drink that you were drinking in a quick service. It was good. And then I got the chicken with like the hearty salad or whatever added to it, and the dill dressing, which is basically kind of like a ranch.
Yeah, we ended up not doing anything in Pandora that
No.
day.
I
But that
was
was a day that it was slow in that park too, which I don't know if it's just a trend in
No,
that
I felt
park in
like it
general.
was like
Dinosaur, we did Dinosaur, which is basically a walk-on all day long.
yeah.
We
Everest,
did,
you did
I did
Everest.
Everest, which pretty much was the same way for the most part. There was, I mean, when crowds go through, it kind of spikes a little bit, but because you're kind of going like it's an Epcot circle in a way, you know, you kind of walk in that
Yeah.
park. So there. When I did it, I basically never stopped moving. It was like 10
But
minutes.
the only thing, like, I love Animal Kingdom so much, but even on a day that doesn't feel crowded at Animal Kingdom, the pathway's bottlenecked so bad there
Well,
that
now
it
they have
makes
the
it feel
wall. They
busier
have
than
the
it actually
walls up,
is.
which just makes you feel
True.
claustrophobic. They're, and it's smaller over there.
We
One
stayed.
thing we're talking about, though, like Dinosaur, I am gonna miss that ride.
Yeah.
I was trying to find some kind of merch, but just like didn't really see anything. Like
Because they already closed that. Well, I guess like in the gift shop you could have maybe,
that's where I
but
was looking. I was like, I didn't really see anything like caught my eye to try to grab.
we had the most fun character experience though in Animal Kingdom. We met the girl. We the girls. I never really was into Chip and Dale growing up. Like I knew who they were, you know. Like I guess maybe I watched Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, but anyway, like the girls in July when we went to Disney. I'm looking at a picture of us with. Let me look and see who that is. I'm looking at a picture of us with Dale. Or no, I'm sorry, with Chip. From July. We met Chip in the lobby at our resort in July. So we were going into Dino Land, which I love Dino Land. I'm gonna miss that area during Christmas time because it's just like the most fun, like music and like atmosphere and everything. And there was a character meet and greet with Chip and Dale. And the girls saw them and like wanted to meet him because they called Chip Chips. So anyway, we waited in line and we got to meet Dale this time because Chip was in the potty. That's what the girls will tell
Side
you.
disclaimer, Brittany loves to tell anybody, everybody who has ears, the difference between Chip and Dale now. It doesn't matter if they're on the bus going to Magic Kingdom, it doesn't matter where you're
Where was
at.
I telling people
It
that
does
at the other
exactly. It
day?
doesn't probably here. I mean,
No,
you're
I think
trying
it
to tell
was
everybody that they're
here.
not related and that they're not twins.
Listen,
Like anybody cares.
when we were in Disney in July, the cast member told me like this like long history story. So we were on the bus on the way to Magic Kingdom, and I was telling these two
Right,
older
this lady has
ladies.
issues.
I was
Like,
telling
what are
these
you
two
talking
older
about?
ladies this, and they kind of were just like so unconcerned. Well,
Yeah, because like this lady has got, you need to go find a shrink.
she had Chip on her love bag, so I thought she was into him, and she was just like, and she's
No.
like thinking like it's really not
She
that
probably
deep.
just woke up and didn't want me to talk to.
Yeah, so we met, but we have the sweetest pictures of the girls with Dale.
Yeah, Chip was going to the bathroom.
Chip was in the potty, is what the girls will tell you. So we met.
That's what we told them, and they just roll with it now.
Yeah, so we met Dale. We got to dance with the Viva Gaia Street Band.
We did the trails.
We did.
And another one, the safari,
Yeah.
pretty much a walk-on.
Oh yeah, that's
So I'm
true.
saying, and we got a drink at the bar there in front of the band, I forget
The Dawa Bar.
the bar. This is kind of a staple.
We got my sparkling green
Like
margarita
almost
from their
every
server
day, we
bar.
did pretty much everything. At least everything, almost everything we want to do, and just kind of walked in. It was not any kind of like
We
forceful trying
didn't
to
do the
like
gorilla trail. We did the tiger.
crazy
We did
day.
the Maharaja Jungle Track. But
Yeah, we didn't see the gorillas.
I feel like Animal Kingdom is a park. Like honestly, like Animal Kingdom, we wanted to do Zootopia. For some reason, Zootopia had like.
This is brand new, and I guess there's still everyone just still that's the go-to.
Yeah, because that was like a longer wait all day, and so we were just like, we had our dining reservation that
It's like
night.
Zootopia, 30 minutes, or Dinosaur 5. I'm gonna go to a dinosaur.
Yeah, but you know what? I think the longer wait time, I guess, depends on like when the show is happening, because then you're like waiting to be queued in for like the next show,
Yeah,
you
because I
know?
never saw a line outside, so I
No.
don't know how that was even possibly close to right.
Yeah, so I like in going to Animal Kingdom. I don't know. I feel like I could have personally been like, okay, let's spend more time in Epcot and skip Animal Kingdom. I'm glad we went, There's nothing against
We usually
it.
get back, and I'm like, man, I wish this, I wish that. I didn't really have that more than like two things this trip at all.
With Animal Kingdom, I almost like we left probably at like what, 2 or 3? And like we were kind of like, it was kind of like, okay, like we're good to go. We had a dining reservation that night at Toledo at the top of Grand Casino Tower, which if you've never eaten there before, especially if you have the dining plan, it's amazing. It's one
All
credit
the way to the
meal.
top.
Yeah, it's one credit meal. For the food quality, it would typically be a two credit meal anywhere else with the
Yeah, the
dining plan.
boathouse is, and this place isn't. That doesn't make sense.
No. Tony got the medallion, beef and onion.
Yep, and it came just like on like a it's like a little patty of mashed potatoes with a like some kind of gravy sauce and a tomato on top.
Yeah,
Perfect.
and so
This was,
when
I guess, it was number three. It was two or three. The pot roast, this,
and the
and
octopus.
oh yeah, I forget about the octopus.
Yeah, we ordered so when we so we walk into Toledo. It's at the top of Grand Casino Tower. We've been at the park all day. We went back to the room change. We walk in with our double stroller to the top of the tower. And
We weren't the only
they're
people with a stroller in
like, oh, you
there.
can. They're like, you can park it right here. Like, okay, fine.
We were getting some awkward looks at our table.
So yeah, we get to the table and there's a table full of adults behind us, like doing a bunch of different celebrations, and they look at us like, great. And the girls were perfect the entire time. Like it had been a long day, but they were still so good. Like we had their little sticker books and their little color books, and they just like played. We got them hummus as like an appetizer with carrots and crackers, and they
It'll
loved
turn
that.
into their hummus, yeah.
Yeah. And then, well, it was supposed to be their hummus. And then we ordered the charred octopus. I love charred
Yeah,
octopus.
10 out of 10. It's hard to find a good one, like you're saying. That one's like actually not rubbery, like good.
Yeah, a few years
They
ago
don't give you a lot of it, but it's good.
we were in Mexico a few years ago and I got charred octopus and everybody's like, that's disgusting. And it was so good. But ever since then I've tried eating it at different places and it's never been good. This was like the best that we've ever had. It was so good. Like next to the like place I had in Mexico. I got the grilled salmon, as no surprise to anyone.
Boring.
But it had these like little really crispy potatoes with it that were really good. It had a chimichurri sauce and asparagus. And then for dessert, Tony got the cheesecake. And I got, it's like kind of like there, it's the Toledo, it's like a chocolate bar and it has like different like sauces and stuff on that.
As you expect, 10 out of 10, it's a dessert in a fancy place. It's good.
It was so good. Like the girls and I, like the girls each split like kind of like one of it with us. Everything there was so good. I was like blown away by like the food quality that day. So that was kind of fun too because it made it more like a half resort day. So then the next day we got to the park and I was
That's the
really
funnest
excited to be
ones, like
there.
when we end the day at the resort or something like that, where we're not just like you're
Exhausted.
doing a 12-hour day in the park.
Yeah.
Like even our Magic Kingdom day for 2 minutes, like was 8 hours. Like I'm good.
Oh, I would have stayed in Magic Kingdom
I say
longer.
that every time. I'm good,
No, like
especially this trip. We're getting to right now. Actually, next day was Magic
okay,
Kingdom.
you go for it.
Show up. What do we do? Another character meet and greet. We see Mickey first thing. Everybody's going crazy. I mean, it wasn't crazy, but everybody goes straight towards the castle, whatever,
The
taking pictures.
attractions.
We take a sharp right. You go in and see Mickey, maybe 20 minutes. You get it out of the way. You're not having to try to, figure out how it's gonna happen late in the day when everyone's like, "Oh yeah, we haven't done that."
Yeah, that's always
So
like our, one of
Mickey
our pro
first thing.
tips. We always go first thing, and everybody still looks put together, and everybody has a lot more patience than they
Yeah,
would
you
later
got
in the
less
day.
ketchup stains everywhere.
Right.
We saw the Dappers coming through on the cart right after, as usual. We always see
Yeah.
them either in the cart or they're doing the show. Like for some reason, like it's like first, second thing we always see.
We had a lightning lane for pirates, which the girls have ridden pirates
Always
like,
our first drive for some reason.
yeah, the girls have ridden pirates plenty of times.
Which this was a party day. So it was lower crowds, which it was actually a walk and we didn't even need the lightning lane.
No,
It was like 5 or 10 minutes.
yeah. So that was the thing is like, so we saved Magic Kingdom till the end of the trip, and there was parties going on every night except one night. If we wanted to see Happily Ever After, we were gonna have to split park days like with Epcot, and we were like, no, that just seems like too much work, so we just won't do Happily Ever After. I did miss, like, I like going to the park and like knowing I have a full day there. Like that's just really fun to me. Because then we can leave and go to another resort for a little bit, take a break and come back or whatever. But we didn't get to do that this time, and it was kind of sad, like we didn't get to spend a full day in Magic Kingdom. Nonetheless, it was still really fun. We went to see the Country Bear Jamboree for the first
That was our
time.
second thing we did.
Yeah, that was really fun.
We saw Big Al outside.
Yeah, the girls met Big Al outside.
So what we were talking about, we feel like Disney's doing more character. They've always had these guys out.
Yeah.
Later in the day, Chip and Dale were outside
Tomorrowland. They were outside Space Mountain,
which I've never seen there, and like their different little outfits, and that was just fun to do.
The girls are big, obviously, Chip and Dale fans now that they've met them, and so they were like having a full-on meltdown while Tony was riding Space Mountain because Dale had to go away, and I was telling them, like, well, Dale has to see other kids. Like, don't you want him to get to see other kids? And they were just like having a full-on meltdown. But
Jamboree, better, worse than the last one. Original.
I like the original's fun because you know like kind of like the history behind it. But the new Country Bear Jamboree, one, those animatronics needed to be upgraded. Two, it's fun to get to like sing along to like Disney IP. I know people have very strong opinions about that, but it's fun to get to sing along to like songs from Zootopia or Moana or whatever, like during the show. You know what I mean? And so that made it really
It's definitely better. It's better. Man.
Who's the bear that's always... Is it Big Al that's drunk?
I don't know.
It's just... I don't know. It's
they
just,
keep some of the original things in there.
Right.
Like, there's, like, one or two of the original... Like, I think he was that... He didn't move. Yeah. I don't think he changed at all.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's definitely better.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Because everybody's actually wanting to be involved before. It's kind of, like, half and half, I felt like. Or just, like, too country-ish. To, I don't know. This better now.
Yeah. We did the carousel, and that was really fun. I have always wanted to get the girls pixie dusted at Sir Mickey's. Tony always tells me, like, so you can't technically get them pixie dusted.
This is what I was talking about earlier about lying. I wasn't talking about in a bad way. I'm just saying this is like a, we call a white lie. This is like, they wanted you to lie too. They lied for you. I said, go in there and just lie. They don't have IDs. They're not, they can't, they're no way. They just, they have to ask you. You go in there and say, how old are they? They're two. She said they're three. Yeah, they're three.
They have to be three to get pixie dusted. I always tell them their actual age, and Tony's like, just lie about it. And I was like, no. So they're like,
talking about glitter, people.
She's like, how old glitter. Are they? And I was like, they're two. And she looked at me and kind of like shook her head, and she was like, there. And I was like, they're three. And she shook her head, yes. So she pixie dusted them, which she put their hands over their face, so the girls absolutely had no idea what was going on anyway because they didn't
they
know.
Usually, yeah, they usually say something too and do like a little, you know.
She said like with a little bit of faith, trust in pixie dust. But usually they have like a clear visor that goes so you can see what's going on. She didn't have that. She just held her hand over her face. I had brought, you can get on Amazon, you can get like face glitter, and I had brought that anyway. We had been wearing that the entire trip because I didn't know if they could get pixie dust or not. So we did that anyway, but it was just so, so, so funny. We took the girls to Cosmic Rays for them to get lunch. Tony and I just weren't hungry that day. We took them.
Well, our goal, and it worked out, like when you started out, like getting them something that they can eat 11:30.
Keep them on their normal.
That way we don't have to worry about getting stuck, not getting food.
And if they want a nap, then
at lunchtime, yeah. So Cosmic Rays was perfect as usual. They had chicken and fries, and they were hanging out, listening to, what's his name there?
Sunny Eclipse. Yep. Bentley has like the goofiest personality, and Tony has this picture of her on her phone. She's like standing up in the stroller, like she's yelling,
pretty much almost like cheering because she couldn't really see him. She kept standing up in between eating a chicken strip, and looking at him,
and she was like pointing and yelling at him because she loved like all of the goofiest characters. So it was so funny. If you ask her what her favorite thing from this trip was, she'll say Tiggy. And we were walking into Cosmic Rays. Her and I have been in the bathroom. We were walking into Cosmic Rays. And Tigger and Pooh were walking like back away from their meet and greet area over by like Mad Tea Party. And she saw him walking. And she's obviously a big Tigger fan. She carries Tigger everywhere she goes. She saw him walking and freaked out and tried to chase him. She did chase after him in July. She tried to chase him. And so she'll tell you that's her favorite thing. She never got to meet him. We tried to meet him another time when they were going away. So she never ever got to meet
for
him.
Them, they think that's meeting him. They don't even
know. Yeah, that's true.
So we didn't actually end up riding Haunted Mansion, but I ended up getting that's like a new mug. That's one of my highlights every time of a trip, of trying to find two mugs. I get two new mugs every time.
Yeah.
And this one I found, like, it's like one of the three statues.
From Memento Mori.
Yep, got one of those. And actually back when we were at Epcot, we got a new Pooh. It's like melting over with honey, like a mug. Which,
yeah.
I like find these new ones that, like, you know, not like just like it has like Walt Disney World or has a resort. It's like these are like cool ones you're never going to see again.
Yeah, our friend Meg met up with us on our Magic Kingdom day. If you don't follow Meg on YouTube, she is a vlogger that is local to the Orlando area, and she goes into the parks. Meg does such a cool job of like vlogging because you feel like you're actually there with her and she's always so excited. Like Meg's lived in Orlando for three years.
Not that we've been following along, but it's been about 3.
Yeah, like Meg, well, we've been friends with her since she's been living in Orlando.
3 years, 12 days.
And she's been, we've been friends for about 3 years. So she lives in Orlando. She's from Pennsylvania. So, she always has like so much excitement. It feels like you're like going into doing something with her for the first time. So Meg spent the day with us at Magic Kingdom. We met up with her and we did the Castle Hub. Like we always let the girls play in the Castle Hub grass. We did
Philhar Magic.
Yeah, we went Philhar Magic. We did Jingle Cruise, which was really fun.
Small World.
Oh, and something that was really fun. So that day, like if you watch Meg did a vlog from that day, but she found a little like Jesus statue and she found 4 of them that day. She found one of them while we were at the Castle Hub. Like the girls picked it up and they were like in the hub grass. I think it's so cool that people like leave those places. I had never noticed them before. Meg found 4 of them that day. But, we went and did
Jingle Cruise was the first time we've done that. That was kind of like our makeup for not getting to see Living the Land.
Yeah.
Like the overlay. Like they would have like different like banners everywhere and on the boats they would have different like boat names.
Like Vixen something.
Yeah,
like...
so it was just it's cool they do that and not just be like, you know, here's the ride, you know, it's something for the season.
It was fun and like all the skippers were wearing like Santa like jungle.
And they've added some new stuff at that ride that I've never seen.
Like what?
Yeah, twice every time.
Tony does that every time. Like, so the second time that we
were. That's the fun of it.
Second time we were on Jungle Cruise, and he was like, I think they just added this temple.
you ever seen this animal here? Like, I think as I'm sitting on the different side of the boat or different side of the.
Noticing,
like,
definitely.
I don't, you know, I'm not looking. I'm looking at the girls or something. I don't see it.
Yeah, that was really fun. We had a great skipper that day, too.
And one of the best pictures we've ever had is on the backside, not of water. But of the castle.
That was really fun.
If you don't know, I don't know if this person's ever there. There was a photo pass on the back left side if you're looking at the castle.
Right past Bippity Boppity Boutique.
Yeah, if you're at the carousel, looking back at the castle. And we had really good pictures there.
Yeah, so we had to take pictures. Like we got to take pictures of Meg there. We ate it. So Tony and I were just like not hungry. We did Little Mermaid with the girls. The girls love Mermaid. And I really love that attraction. I told Tony, it's actually one of my favorite attractions in the Magic Kingdom.
It is whenever you can actually get through it and not have to wait for it to stop and start.
Yeah. But I don't ever mind that because I'm ready
to go. It's almost like getting walking anyway. If you're in Small World and that happens, you don't want to be.
We got stopped on Tomorrowland. No, on People Mover this time. And we were stopped in like the dead dark. And. Henley,
or like, what's going on?
And Henley's face, whenever like we got out of it, her eyes were so big. But we ate at Pecos Bills, and I think it's like a holiday thing. But I got
it was
like,
more of like a panic order type of thing. We didn't really know what we were doing. Like, let's just go here.
We weren't hungry, but we knew we needed to eat something. I got the pulled pork. I think it's just a holiday thing, but it was like cherry cola pulled pork sandwich. It was really, 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 really
and
good.
It's not really a tip because you just know. We went at an off time. We went like 1:30 or 2 o'clock or something. Not really. It took forever to get our food for some reason, but seating.
It was because I got it gluten-free.
Seating everywhere. And I went the dirty, and I was like, you know, I'm doing it. I got like their headliner, the top of the double cheeseburger, bacon, I think, maybe burger. I was like, that was good. I knocked that thing out.
Yeah.
I don't really do that, but I was like, I'm doing it.
We ended up leaving Magic Kingdom that day at like 5. So the park closes at 6 to Degas.
And we were going against the grain trying to get out of there.
We ended up leaving at like 5:15 from the parks. Everybody was in the
gift shops were crazy. There's lines. There's lines for the specialty stuff. You could tell everybody was fresh coming in. They were not there in the park. They were coming to the party. And it was like trying to push through the crowd with like, going the opposite way in the highway, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad I'm not staying here right now with the girls. It's not what I want to be right in the middle of.
No, so we ended up leaving. Meg was going over to Wilderness Lodge, and I wanted to go, but I was like, I know that we shouldn't play Disney Tetris this late into the trip.
No.
And we also knew that, I knew that the minivans would be a surge price because of Mickey's Very Merry, and it being right close to the Magic Kingdom. So we ended up going back to the resort, which... ended up being great because we ate at Three Bridges. We love Three Bridges.
Another full circle moment.
I cannot say enough about if you love, like if you're like consider yourself a foodie, if you love good adventurous food, stay at Coronado because the food dining options there are amazing.
Yeah, so we ended it like right in the middle, right where we're kind of like one of our first times there. And it's the same thing with the dining plan. It was annoying. It's like, so I was going to get a drink. I was like, so what is your, what, you know, he told us, what's the, you know, the whole blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I know it's been different our whole trip. I've gotten a Devil Makers on the rocks. I mean, can I do that? And he said, I think he actually did that, which was, like I said, they act like you have to get specialty drinks on that menu. Well, he already didn't give me that. I got a Maker's. And I think he actually did give me a Devil.
No, the rule is you can get things off of the specialty menu, but they can't be like a double.
Most of them were saying that in general, they're saying, here's your specialty menu for your drink. And here's, you know, they weren't saying you can just get whatever you want.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
They all present it different. They all kind of just, everyone's a little different. It's not, there's no, it should be black and white, and they try to, but so many of them waver on it now that you get different people, and it's like, okay, so what are you doing here?
Yeah, we got off
the bus. Can we get the appetizer, not the dessert here or not?
Yeah, and we got off the bus that night, and we got off the bus, and Tony was like, let's get off the bus here, because they needed to let an ECB off anyway. I'm on the bus with the girls, and the girls fell asleep. Like, they had a nap the entire trip, but they fell asleep on the bus on the way. So the bus driver, like, flips on the lights. Tony's gotten off, and he, like, the bus driver closed the door, and I was like, wait, my husband just got off the bus. And he's like, oh. And he's like, okay, that's fine. And as he flips on the lights, the entire bus is a collective awe because the girls fell asleep on me, but they were, like, stacked on top of each other sleeping. It was so cute. So we were excited. We were like, oh, we're going to get like a dinner because they're going to be asleep. No, like, they woke up. But we got them chips and salsa, which they were all ecstatic about. And they got a quesadilla, and so they were completely happy. I got the tuna poke bowl. It was the best poke bowl I've ever had. It had like charred pineapple. It had cucumber. It had rice. It had poke. It had plantain chips to it. It was so, 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 so. And avocado.
What was
so
your
good.
Top entree? You haven't really
thought. That would be my top
that
entree.
Was your top one. All you got was fish the entire time.
Hold on. Let me think through everything.
You got salmon.
Chicken
in that.
And okay. So
Pecos
my,
Bills.
My first night I had,
fish. And
fish
Pecos
at
Bills.
Chef Art Smith. The second night I had a burger at Sci-Fi Dine, and that definitely wasn't it. My third day I had the salmon at Toledo. And then I had, I'm missing something. Oh, I had this.
The wings at Rick's.
No, I had the fish at Coral Reef, and then I had the Poke Bowl. So the Poke Bowl was my favorite. What was yours?
Which that should have been like just a lunch thing. They had Poke Bowls everywhere.
No, but that was a heavy Poke Bowl, though.
I had mahi. I had the most expensive thing on the menu as usual. Mahi was shrimp, and it had like bok choy. Bok choy was just huge, big chunks, which I didn't like. And the fish
was a curry sauce. It was a red curry sauce.
Yeah, I feel like you had a dunk in there because the fish was like dry. I wasn't as hungry though too, so maybe that's why it wasn't as good. When you're not hungry, you're kind of you pick your teeth. Like, I'm already hungry, so it looked good. That would be my number four.
It was so they used to have like it was kind of like a deconstructed gyro there that I would get, and it was really good. It was like a lamb chop. They don't have that anymore, but I was definitely like that was my favorite thing. That was my favorite, followed by the salmon at Toledo that I had, and the fish that I had at Coral Reef was really good too, but also the fish that I had at, the salmon that I had at Chef Art's was really
good. So closing it out, we ended it like we normally do at Disney Springs. Yep. Checked our bag for the Disney Springs. First thing I got was an espresso martini from Joffrey's.
Yeah.
We're just walking around. We went to
Tony's on an espresso martini kit.
Crystal Arts. I'm like, Joffrey's has an espresso. Like, whatever. I mean, you told me, you're like, whatever, I'll get it. And yeah, it was, I mean, a coffee or martini.
It was good.
Yeah. And then
We did the Christmas tree stroll. Listen,
no shocker with stickers and that doesn't work
that
out.
That map is a little bit confusing to put the stickers in. And then I lost the stickers. So we did about half of the stroll. We ended up eating at Splitsville that day, which was actually really fun.
We got the penthouse suite on top.
Yeah, we sat upstairs at the windows, which was really
looking
fun.
Looking back at the balloon, was like, probably like, this is, we're the only people. We basically opened it up.
Yeah, and the food, like, so Splitsville has, like, again, Splitsville's kind of like Rick's. Like, it's classic American food. Like,
the girls were having a lot of fun hanging out there, and there were people just got TVs up there.
I got, like, a Cobb salad.
Chicken was really good, they got. Yeah, their fried chicken, really good. Mine was good. I had like a Hawaiian burger. it just got soggy because it was sitting there. I didn't pay attention. Like, that's the only reason it's kind of like, eh. But yeah, I had like a big old pineapple slice on there. And
yeah.
Really good, like, cap to, like, just end it. Basically, just ate lunch and took off.
Yeah, we ate lunch. We went back to the resort for a little bit, took off. I did my crying spell because I didn't want to leave. Like, secretly crying.
If we would have known, we would have had our car pick us up there. We just didn't know until we pick us up.
Yeah, because we, like, killed, like, an hour and a half at the resort.
Like, waiting on the bus, whole thing, we didn't have to do that. Which is the only thing. We just didn't know.
The only rough part of the trip was actually on the way home.
Which was the last trip, too.
The girls didn't nap at all. Why?
That was the last trip we got thrown up on?
Oh, yeah, but they slept the whole time. The girls didn't nap at all going into, so we were like, oh, they fell asleep in the car. We were like, oh, they'll sleep, like, in the plane. They had this awkward size where, like, they're big enough to sit in their own seat, but they're not comfortable enough to sleep there. So they're both trying to, like, lean on me to fall asleep. I was so excited because I was like, they're going to fall asleep where you're going to have a sunset ride. Like, I'm going to get to see the sunset out the window. It's going to be so much fun, right? Maybe I can watch Freakier Friday because it's on Southwest. No, the girls, I ended up smashed up against the window seat the entire flight. They're fidgeting. They don't watch tablets. Like, no offense to anyone who uses tablets. They're just not tablet kids. And we realized that they are very overstimulated by tablets. So I ended up throwing the tablet on the floor and I was like, you've got to sit down and be quiet. So they, like, played with the sticker books. Like, it was a wild ride. Like, I couldn't wait to get off the plane.
It wasn't really a wild ride. It was just having young kids who were just restless and didn't want to
sit still. I don't mean it was a wild ride. Like, it wasn't, like, a bad flight.
Every Disney trip, no matter any trip in general, kids, this is going to happen about 2 or 3 times. You're just hoping it's not on every transportation.
The girls have been great. Like, no flight has ever been like that before. It was just, like, that, like,
they're over tired and they didn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, and they were trying to sleep on us.
This is their fault. It's their fault.
It wasn't working out, but I have a picture of, like, Tony's trying to wear his earbuds and they are just, like, giggling and laughing. And
why do you think I bought those? The only reason I bought those and the only time I use them is to go on that plane.
The girls,
because I can't hear anybody.
And the girls are, like, eating their veggie straws, and they're just, like, giggling and laughing. And we were like we were tired too. And so
that's one thing I realized. If you're on a plane and you don't want to hear people, there's a way to get around it. So I don't really feel bad if the girls are making a little bit of noise. All you got to do is put an earphone on, you're good.
It's never too loud. Like, they're never too loud. They're usually just really content. Like, on the way home, they usually sleep. On the way there, they're just, like, fixated on watching TV or the new thing. Like, I always buy them, like, new sticker books or something like that. It wasn't bad. Overall, it was, like, this was an amazing vacation.
I'd like to rank them, but it was definitely one of our funner ones recently, I guess.
Yeah, a two-hour hiccup is, like, nothing.
We did pretty much...
We did everything.
90% of the stuff we wanted to do.
Yeah, I would say we did everything. Do you have a big surprise? Like, was there anything you were surprised by during the trip?
Well, the candlelight was one of the biggest highlights because we wanted to do it and it actually lived up to expectation.
Yeah. My biggest surprise was, like, I knew one thing that I loved so much was the girls sleeping together in the second bed. And then also, like, that they didn't take a nap because it felt like just a smoother vacation.
We're just there. We're not having to be so much schedule oriented.
Right.
And two rides we're never going to do again, probably.
Which one? Dinosaur and...
Rock and Roll.
Oh, Rock and Roll Coaster, yeah.
So that was like a fun goodbye.
Unless we go back for an anniversary trip, which still TBD.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. So that's going to do it for this week's episode. We hope we're recording this, like, right before Christmas. So if you are listening to it, like, the day it comes out,
Merry Christmas. We are
praying that you have a Merry Christmas with your family. And thank you for spending so much time with us this year as we record episodes and got back to recording episodes. But we will see you right back here next week.
See you.
Bye.